Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Mike is off on vacation for a few days. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out this morning. The 49ers took down Philip Rivers and the Colts during Monday Night Football, 48-27. North Carolina and Bill Belichick are working to hire Bobby Petrino to be their OC. The Hawks are back in action against the Chicago Bulls tonight. Pregame is set for 7. Tip is at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. And at 7:40 today, but we're going to be getting another Top 5 Tuesday from Dylan, which, let's face it, Dylan, these lists always come with a little bit of feedback. Do they not, Bo?
Yeah. Well, when Dylan said it yesterday, I'm like, he's like, I got a Top 5 Tuesday. I was just sitting there thinking, I was like, do you really want to do this on Christmas week? Like, do you want to go here and put people in the, you know, because people are not going to be happy with you.
They are. Because today I have an absolute gem of a Top 5 list. Top 5 Christmas desserts.
Oh, no.
Top 5 Christmas desserts.
It's going to be all vanilla ice cream again.
No, it's not. It's not. I can guarantee we're going to have some nice
vanilla
Christmas.
Pie. Vanilla ice cream.
Chocolate pie
vanilla,
is actually really
vanilla
good.
Vanilla cake.
I love chocolate pie, actually. But I'm going to come at you with some of the very nice Christmas desserts, Christmas sweet snacks that you need to indulge in
Question. This
Christmas season.
Question. Answer. My hand is raised.
Answer.
Are store bought things where like they're just for Christmas time? Is that part of it?
No. These are what I am.
What about eggnog? Is Christmas like drinks qualify?
No,
like,
I don't have any Christmas drinks in my top five. They're all like solids, edible.
Like
desserts.
The Viennetta ice cream cake from the 90s. Is it going to be one of those?
The fact that you've already ruled out Little Debbie's Christmas trees makes your list invalid to me. I don't want to go too much into it. I don't want to ruin your list, but your list is automatically invalid.
Dylan, good luck.
Thank you, Allie.
That will be happening at 7:40 today. Of course, we know you're going to have some feedback about it, so make sure to tweet us at 929 Morning Shift as you listen to Dylan's Top 5 Tuesday list. Right now, let's rewind to Sunday. Falcons, Cardinals, we took home a win. Since then, you guys have had some time to review with a fine-tooth comb the film. So we're going to get into the good, bad, and ugly today. Of course, we're going to start with the good. As always, Bo, what was your good from this game?
I have a couple, and I'm glad that I actually had three. And Dylan has on the same page with me with one of them, so I'm kind of good that I talked to him. But I'll go back to what I talked about yesterday. You know, the Falcons have done a really good job, I think, for the most of the year when an elite player comes in, they're able to kind of neutralize or a guy that the other team wants to put up the bat. You know, week three, it was Tedrone McMillan. Now, he did some stuff in the last time they played, but, you know, Teterow McMillan, they were able to really kind of keep in. The job they did on Trey McBride was phenomenal. Four catches, 27 yards. He was targeted eight times. And it wasn't one guy. And that's the thing that you need to go back. And I was looking at it when I got in this morning. I completely pulled up the All-22. I was like, I need to see who was on him. And it wasn't one guy. There were a lot of times that they were jamming him at the line and releasing him. They lent jamming the line at one point in time. They put Caden Ellis on. Now, he had Caden Ellis beat. Should have been probably been a touchdown, but Jesse Bates come in and delivered a hit. He knew Jesse was coming, and I think it affected him. There was that the whole sequence there. Bates was on him. There were times where Devon Diablo, very first play of the game, they tried to run like a little drag route with him across the middle, and Devon Diablo picked him up and boom, swatted the ball away. But to be targeted eight times, to be coming into a game where this guy had five catches or more, and I think like 13 or 14 games, maybe even more. It was like an NFL record for a tight end. He came into the game 12 catches away from Zach Ertz's single season record of catches. And I think he came in with like 104 or five catches, and they held him to four. So he's like, you're not getting the record today, because the reason I bring that up, because the week before, Allie, against Houston, he had 12 catches, over 100 yards, two touchdowns. So I thought it was a phenomenal job of taking away their biggest weapon. Now, it led to what will be my bad, but I want to let Dylan get his good first.
Yeah, Dylan, what's your good?
My good is the Falcons' third down efficiency. You went 7 of 14. That's 50% from third down. And it kind of ties into, obviously, them converting more third downs led to them winning in the time of possession battle, too. And Bo talked about the Falcons doing a good job of slowing down Trey McBride, which Jeff Ulbrich and that defense did a good job devising a game plan and then executing it to slow down Trey McBride. So me saying this, I don't want to take anything away from the defense. But another reason that you were able to slow down Trey McBride is because you didn't give Arizona that many possessions and that many opportunities for Trey McBride to get you. As far as total plays go, the Falcons ran 73, Arizona 56. Time of possession, 35-34. To 24-26 in favor of the Falcons. So being able to stay on the field, extend drives, all those things helped you not only obviously score more points, but it also helped you keep Arizona and Trey McBride off the field as well, too, which obviously helped you in the long run. So for me, the third down efficiency was definitely my good.
Real quick, and to add on to your point, it was a lot of the second half. In the second half, the Falcons had the ball for a hair under 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was because time of possession was in the favor of Arizona at halftime. And the Falcons went out and ran another, I think, 30-something plays in the second half. So that second half, they completely just bogged the game down, which was exactly what you want to do. That's why Algier and Bijan both had 75-plus yards on the ground.
Especially like that third quarter, too. They ate up a lot of that third quarter, too, didn't they?
Pretty much all up. Arizona had the ball one time in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to the bad. What did you rank as your bad, Bo?
The run defense and mainly the interior. I there was some gap fit stuff there where they got. I didn't feel like they got gashed. I talked about it yesterday with Mike. I felt like their linebackers didn't do a good job, and our linebackers, I should say, of getting off blocks, and they also got caught up in some of the trash, and sometimes in the middle of the field, there's guys trying to move to the second level. There's guys kind of getting blocked into you, and they call you kind of. It's been called to me and been talked to me about like kind of like trash, and it's kind of just get caught up in the fray, right? And that's part of getting off blocks and fighting through. And they didn't do a good job of it. The fact that Arizona came into the game, I think they came into the game running like 95 yards or something, averaging that on the ground, which was 29th or 26th in the league, and you allowed them to get 132. Your run defense has been bad all year in the middle, but it had been better lately. Just that was really bad to me. I think you need to do a much better job than that trying to stop the run.
Unfortunately for me, and trust me, it's a lot of he was injured, but I have to say it, to me, Drake London was the bad on Sunday. You could just tell he wasn't himself. He wasn't 100%. And look, I commend Drake London for going out there and, you know, playing with the warrior spirit and the fighter spirit that he has, because you can just tell he just wasn't quite himself, and it led to a couple of bad plays and bad results for the Falcons, him being out there. So, unfortunately, again, I know a lot of it was due to him being injured, probably all of it due to him being injured, but to me, Drake London was bad.
Yeah, I thought he looked rusty at first. I also thought the field came into play when he flipped down that interception.
That's a good point.
That's the field. The field's garbage out there. It has been
spongy.
Too spongy.
Yeah. So I thought that was some of it. But I understand. He was not good the first quarter or so, and he kind of stepped it up late in that first quarter. They did get a couple of big third down completions to him, which
that's true.
You know, kept the chains moving. I'll go to my ugly if you want.
Yeah, I hate to bring up an ugly when we got to win, but we got to do it.
Well, look, I think bringing up bad is it's look, you have to go back and look. Mine was offensive line play because to me it got better, but it was ugly, very ugly to start. They were absolutely just kind of getting after you up front early. That there was a lot of pressure early on Cousins, and then it goes into the short yardage, and it's weird because they were good at times on short yards with quarterback sneaks. They were bad on actually running the football. I thought it was interesting that Raheem Morris talked about why they decided to use the quarterback sneak game multiple times in this game.
It's usually the looks. Probably wish I could have had two more sneaks to end it. But, you know, it's a lot of times it's the looks, you know, like that you get when you're talking about the QB sneak, the ability to kind of, you know, knock it on people and be able to get it up there and knock that thing in there and hit a sneak. We had one in the end zone, you know, obviously got the one on the 1 yard, one in the inch line. It was in inches. We had another essentially sneak at the end of the game with the wedge play, which is like running sneak to Tyler, which I wish we could have got. But, you know, and then the other one, we kind of messed up the operation on the other short yardage play that I wish we could have got to be to end those games on our terms. But I was very pleased with us to be able to execute those things, score a touchdown, and actually get a big first down in a critical moment.
And what? So, real quick, when he's talking about the looks on the quarterback sneak, it's the uncovered center. When your center is not covered by a D lineman, it kind of creates a bubble. And basically, what you want to do is you want to follow that center into that voided area and get there, especially when it's a short yardage. The stuff with the Tyler, the one that really got messed up, where they fumbled it and it was recovered on that fourth down. That I don't know what was the deal was. Was Warner supposed to go around, or in front of Kirk as he came out of it? But he ran right in between the operation of handing the ball off. Why did Kirk send him and not let him clear? I'm not really sure where it fell, but it was on Charlie or Kirk one. It wasn't on Algier. And I don't believe it was on the play call either. You can't – I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah, and to me, just real quick, my ugly, I'm actually going to flip with Bo because his bad was, I think you talked about the defensive line play and them kind of getting gashed up the middle a little bit. To me, that was the ugly. I mean, there were just times where it feels like you just did not do a good job at all defending the middle of the field in the interior or kind of that second level as well. So to me, that was the ugly.
Yeah, and it's the reason it was even bad for me is just because they were missing like two offensive linemen to start the game.
Yeah.
And then another one went down. Froholt went down at some point, and I think he was out for the rest of the game. It just you got to be a little bit better about that. But look, give Arizona credit. It's a lot easier to run block than it is pass block in this league.
Well, if you have thoughts on the good, bad, and the ugly, please tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. I keep hearing Raheem reference. He's talking to Zeno in these cuts. And all I can see is I went to his Christmas party Saturday night, and he had a sleeveless Christmas sweater on. I'm like, that's who Raheem Morris is addressing, is the guy that wears a sleeveless Christmas sweater.
Oh, wow, you went to Zeno's Christmas party?
Yeah, you were out of town.
I didn't get an invite.
You were invited. Everyone was invited.
I'm taking your word for it, but I'm gonna pull a Zeno. He never text called or asked in word when I saw him.
You were invited.
You got your spelling on. You're really intimidating.
Cool. So Zeno and Raheem become buddies, and then I suddenly don't get invited to the Christmas party. That's interesting.
Why did I bring it up? Sorry, Zeno. I just caused you a headache. Okay, coming up, we're going to go in the huddle. We're going to check on how Grandpa Rivers is doing. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. Good morning. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Bo, Rusty Mantell just walked here in here, and there are shots fired Dylan's way.
I know.
My way.
Yeah, you deserve it a little bit.
What'd I do?
I mean,
you're paying hundreds of dollars to go to New York to see this play, but there is a free tourist attraction in Rome, Georgia for Stranger Things, and you have not gone up there to see the house.
I will. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
It's the buyer's house, isn't it, where they're filming?
I believe so, yes.
Dylan.
Yes?
How many years has Stranger Things been on the air?
About 10.
So in 10, and you're 28.
I'm 29. I'll be 30 in March. I had to think about it.
So you've been driving the entire time.
Yeah.
And you went to school at West Georgia.
Correct. Go
which
Wolves.
Which is not near Rome, I'm very aware. However. There's, you know, it's not, I know how to get from Carrollton to Rome easily. Yet you're taking a trip to New York before you can drive to Rome. I mean, it just feels like, I'm just going to ask you, because I know she doesn't listen. Yeah. Is this Simone's trip?
No, this is
your trip?
This is 1,000% my trip.
Yeah.
I planned this. I put Simone on to Stranger Things. I'm the one that introduced her to Stranger Things. This is 1,000,000% my trip.
Now, I will say, yes, I opened up this break and stirred the pot on this, but I will defend you, Dylan, because it's so much easier to plan something like that when something's like free and just sitting there. You're like, I'll get there tomorrow. And you just don't plan for it.
And then, this is my other counterpoint to y'all trying to come at me. This Broadway play is, there are some ties to the newest season. So I want to go. That's why it's a priority that I need to go see this Broadway play sooner rather than later, because there are some tie-ins to the latest season.
So wait, you only get the full feeling or understanding of the new season if you go see a Broadway play?
No, but you get a better understanding. You get the best understanding and the full experience, I feel like, of season 5 if you go see the play.
It fills in context around it.
Yes.
Sounds like you're just kind of using it as an excuse to justify your
No, it's not an excuse. It's legit. And then let me also say this. I didn't start watching Stranger Things when it first came out. I actually didn't get into Stranger Things until season 4 was already out.
Okay.
So I just binge watched it like one weekend and caught up pretty quickly. But I am a new Stranger Things addict.
Well, that makes sense, though, because all of the OGs, like I was OG Stranger Things fan, and I just caught up to you because they went away for so long, and now the filming is all weird because the kids grew up. So it was easier. It is easier for a newer fan to be so diehard like you as opposed to someone like me who started, fell off, started. It's been a lot of hurry up and wait as far as being a Stranger Things fan.
Right.
Look, man, I'll tell you this. Like, it's not what I would do. But have fun. It's kind of like the guy that puts, goes to New York Prime or Howl's and's like, can I get some A1? That's not for me because you don't need it. I don't need that. But hey, man, you do you.
I wonder how many things there are that you would do, Bo, that Dylan wouldn't do.
Probably a few.
Probably a few. There's probably some in there. I will say this, and this is the last thing I'll say about it. I am a little upset though that, at the timing of when I'm going to the show, because a couple of nights ago, I forget the exact day, but Jamie Campbell Bauer, the actor who plays Vecna, Henry One, if you know, you know.
Whoa! You can't drop all that.
Sorry. Yeah, that was kind of a spoiler, but yeah. Anywho, the actor who plays him in the show, he actually made an appearance in the in the Broadway show as obviously his character. So that was a cool clip to see, but I wish I would have been at that show to see that. That would have been fire. But
do yourself a favor and look up Vecna bloopers on TikTok. I mean, it's a good time.
Oh yeah, those are
a good
funny
time. All right, let's go in the huddle. Well, unfortunately, the 49ers took down the Colts during Monday Night Football, 48-27. I am rooting for Phillip Rivers to get a win.
Yeah, I am too. It's going to have to wait. Obviously, after that, I mean, it's disappointing because I thought he played pretty good last night, especially off the bat. And see, they got the Jaguars and the Texans the next 2 weeks, which the Jaguars are leading that division, and the Texans are trying to come up and challenge them for it. And it's funny because the Colts started out as one of the hottest teams in football. I thought he played pretty good last night. I really did. He was absolutely picking apart that man defense. They tried to play against him. They went to zone. He was still doing pretty good. He ended up finishing with just under 300 yards. He did throw a pick six late in the game, but the defense of Indianapolis completely let that team down yesterday. Now, they've been a strong suit, and it's weird because they played so well in Seattle to turn around and come home and just get shredded by the Niners offense, but that's exactly what happened. Purdy was pretty ridiculous last night as well.
So DK Metcalf is going to miss the rest of the season after that altercation with the fan. They call it for conduct detrimental to the NFL for initiating a physical confrontation. So I have also heard on the other side of this that this fan has been known to cause a little bit of trouble, has been asked to leave the stadium a couple times. Can we put a ban on him? Like, that's a problem.
If they need...
He's trying.
Well, he's a heckler, and that's part of what some people think. I said some people, because I'm, you know, and maybe some of them think that that's part of their entitlement. As buying a ticket, is they're allowed to go there and heckle? And I'm fine with heckling to an extent. Like, if you want to, it's not my thing, but if you want to go there and, you know, boo someone or, you know, the opposing team and kind of, you know, you suck or, you know, all that kind of stuff, that's fine. I don't believe in crossing lines. I don't like that. You really need the fan to cross a line to eject them forever or ban them, right? They need, you know, there kind of has to be something said. This is going to be, this could be really expensive for DK Metcalf because there's reports that it puts $26.5 million of his contract at risk. Essentially, that if the Steelers choose to do so, they could attempt to recover a portion of his signing bonus allocation. And part of that's based on a $30 million signing bonus of the five-year deal. And he has $6 million allocated for 2025. So there's a whole kind of offset language in this that could cause him. But this is – you cannot, no matter what is said, you have to basically go tell someone, hey, this guy's saying this slur or this guy's saying this about me. can we do something about this?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then normally proper thing, you just can't go over there and grab the guy and punch him. Well, you have to control your emotions.
I also think fans just need to get it together. Like, let's be better. I used to do traffic for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, and I would sit in the command center with all the officers that run the ship, basically. And there were so many fans brought back there that would have to be, like, handcuffed for the game based on their action. I'm just like, you paid to be here. Why are we acting this way? We can be better than this.
Well, it's part of, getting, and I'm not blaming alcohol and all of it, but it's part of getting boozed up.
Yeah.
It's kind of who some people are. There's also this entitlement that I paid for this ticket, so now I'm allowed to come here and act like an ass. That's not true. It bothers me whenever I'm off the air. I'll use a swear word or 10, but I don't like it when guys are screaming obscenities.
Yeah.
You know, I believe in the fact that just because you're going there with your friends and maybe you're, 21, 25, 30, and you're with a bunch of dudes, that's one thing. But remember, there are also people taking their kids there. And I'm not the how to act police, but I do believe that if you see a family or something, try to, make it a fun environment for the parents with their kids, and they don't need to go home and explain every word that was said.
Yeah.
Because that's not a good experience for anyone other than yourself.
Everybody has paid to be there. Be respectful of that. Dylan, did you know that Bo swears off air? I had no clue.
I had no idea. I didn't know Bo had ever said a swear word in his life.
I know. Who knew? Learning the other side of Bo today.
Man, who knew Bo had a little bit of a potty mouth?
Well, as you make your final shopping run for the holiday, be sure to join Dukes and Bell today at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta for a special broadcast. Come by as you make your last-minute beer, wine, and liquor run. You're going to need it for the holidays. And join us as we get ready for all of the week's big football and basketball action. It's all brought to you by Duck Club Bourbon. It's Dukes and Bell today, 2-6, at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta. Coming up, Dylan's in charge of Top 5 Tuesday. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
743 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. Good morning. I am Allie Mack with Beau Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. If you're hearing us right now, you're probably on your way to work. Don't worry, you're going to get through it. These next couple days will fly by and you'll get your day off for Christmas. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We're going to get to Dylan's top five Tuesday list momentarily. Can you give us a preview again of what you are counting down on?
Top five Christmas desserts, sweet snacks, things of that nature.
Beau, your confidence level on his list?
Should be 10 out of 10.
I'm going to give you a half a calamari.
Half a calamari, that's good. I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. Half a calamari? Wait, half a calamari at five? That's a pretty low ranking. You ain't got no I can't even get 2.5.
Well, that would be a 50%, and no.
That would be.
Wait a minute. Are we doing 5 out of 5 or 10 out of 10? What's the ranking?
Out of 5.
Out of 5.
Out of 5.
So he's got a half a calamari out of 5.
Wow. I think I'm going to – I am looking forward to surprising you, because I think I'm going to surprise you with my variety of this list.
I'm looking forward to being surprised. However, optimism is low.
We do need variety, Dylan. Just a reminder.
I got plenty of variety for you in this list. I'm ready.
All right. Well, yesterday, Kirby Smart talked with the media, and obviously they're going to be playing Ole Miss on New Year's Day. So he talked about how they're preparing for this game.
Yeah, we've done the same thing, done simulated games and done situational football, whether that's 2 minute and a half, 4 minute offense, red area, all the different situations you have, and trying to make them more game like with the anxiety, the crowd noise, the atmosphere, the matchups, and try to go good on good to keep crisp. But at the end of the day, all those simulations are not real games. And, you know, anybody that tells you they got it figured out probably doesn't coach long enough to know that it's a lot more about how you play than how you practice leading up to it. You just do the best job you can and try to prepare them.
I saw someone hit up a friend of the station, Rodney Nabalsi, who covers UGA, and was like, Kirby's probably been preparing for Ole Miss this whole time. And Roddy was like, yeah, absolutely. And Roddy's right. But when you say prepare, they've been probably building their game plan. We'll talk to Rusty Manziel at 8 o'clock mm-hmm. and see how it works. But the coaches have been game planning, right? When they've been building a game plan for the Ole Miss offense and what worked against them, what didn't, the defense, what worked, what didn't, what they think might change, what maybe changed from Lane's play calling after – now, this was one they had to wait till Saturday, but from Charlie Weiss Jr.'s play calling, all that. But make no mistake, this time off has been used to just what Kirby said. They're sharpening them. They're working on them. You know, they're all the things that Kirby doesn't think they're doing good enough or that they haven't done well enough this year, they are using that to sharpen the sharpen their selves up and get as good as they can in an operating system. And then you install the game plan. Probably, I don't know when that game is. Is that a New Year's Eve or January 1st?
January 1st.
January 1st. So they've got, what, nine days. So.
Does it feel like too long with the momentum they had this season? It feels like way too long of a break to me.
I think there could be rust.
Yeah.
I don't think a team with a number one with a bye won last year. Georgia lost, they had a bye. Arizona State lost, they had a bye. Ohio State beat Oregon. Oregon had a bye. Ohio State didn't. And Boise had a bye and they lost. So yeah, there's something to that rust factor. I remember when way back in the day when the BCS still around, Florida went in 2006 was supposed to be ran off the field by Ohio State, and they actually were able to upset Ohio State. And some of that was said, well, Florida played a week later in the SEC championship game, and Ohio State was essentially off for almost, you know, like that was like 40 days or something.
Yeah.
But I think some of that comes into it, but I don't necessarily believe that's all of it.
Well, it's like related but not the same. When we get off the show every day at like 9 o'clock, if I sit down, I'm going to wind down for the day. And I'm not going to be able to get back up and get moving. You know?
Yeah.
There's a momentum factor for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's also, go out, you know, if you, that's the thing that, how are you practicing? Because Georgia players talk all the time, practice, playing a game is easy because of the way we practice. Mm-hmm. Practice is hard. And, you know, you hear about like, what's it, Bloody Tuesday, I think, or whatever. So if you're running the ship very disciplined and at top notch, like Saban and Kirby have done, and you know, some of these, Ryan Day must be doing something similar too. Urban Meyer used to do it. And then it shouldn't matter because you stayed crisp, right? I mean, yeah, sure, game speed, but if you practice hard,
yeah,
and you're not allowed to practice the same in the NFL as you are college, but in college you're also limited to hours. So yeah, I mean, there's something to it. I just don't necessarily believe it is probably as much as some people want to make it out to be.
I gotcha. Well, make sure to join the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. You can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix.
And as always, Mic'd Up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right. Y'all ready for this variety?
I'm terrified, but let's do it.
No need to be terrified. No honorable mentions in this one, just my top five. Also, with it being a food thing, it was kind of hard to find audio around food, but it is what it is. But we'll have time to talk about it
real quick.
Of course.
How you came to what was the qualifier for your top five list of desserts or snacks for Christmas?
I wanted to do something Christmas themed, and I'm going to be honest with you. I initially obviously thought of Christmas songs, top Christmas songs of all time. However, there are Christmas songs that I definitely like more than others, but no Christmas songs really stand out to me. Like
they all make me feel good,
but like none stand above the rest, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I wasn't super passionate about Christmas songs. However, I am very passionate about food, and so Christmas desserts, that did it for me.
All
and
right.
So that's how we got here. So we're going to go ahead and kick things off with number five, gingerbread cookies. Gingerbread cookies at number five because they are delicious. They are definitely delectable, but they're not quite up there as these other ones I got planned to crack more than five. And plus, I like gingerbread, obviously, but I only like certain types of gingerbread. Like, do y'all have that with anything? Like, I'm also a guy, I only like certain types of ranch. I don't just like all types of ranch. So I only like, you know, maybe a sweeter bit of sweeter gingerbread, because I know there's gingerbread that isn't like always super, super sweet.
Well,
so
there's a kick to it.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you get one that has too much ginger in it, you're like, oh, spicy cookie.
Yeah. That's what it is, Allie. You described it perfectly. I don't like ginger with too much kick. It's kind of like a chai tea latte. So, like, chai has a little bit of spice. I don't like too spicy a chai.
You like the more sugar cookie version of a gingerbread.
Correct.
Just a pinch of ginger.
Just a little bit of ginger. I don't need too much ginger. Too much ginger will throw it off for me.
Like, I'm not going to hate on that. I'm wait to the end.
I'm still listening. I want to hear what else you got here.
Okay. Speaking of sugar cookies, let's move to number four. Sugar cookies. And I love the process of also cutting out sugar cookies, like the cutout sugar cookies you get the Christmas tree or the Santa Claus or, you know, whatever the case may be. But sugar cookies coming in at number four, not just because obviously they're tasty and you get the different types of icing and you can decorate them, but
dude, you are so vanilla. You're like the most vanilla
hold on,
person I have
four.
Ever met.
He's like, it's not going to be a vanilla dude, list. It's going to be a cookie
we're
list.
We're only at four.
You literally made a vanilla ice cream list, top five, and so far you've hit me with gingerbread, and now you're doing Christmas, and you've hit me with gingerbread cookies, but more sugar cookie than ginger, and then you just straight up went sugar cookie.
We're only at four. I still got three more.
Let's see, Dylan.
But, not only the taste, but also the tradition that comes with, you know, making sugar cookies and all that stuff. So
you and your mom used to do like the sugar cookies at Christmas and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And she still does it with my nephew. So
that's cool.
Grandson,
your mom's such a sweet lady.
She is. She's an amazing lady. I appreciate that. All right, let's move on to number three. Fudge, not a cookie. but fudge.
Okay.
And you know, I like, you know, traditional fudge or like fudge with walnuts in it, but you know, you can branch out. There are plenty of different types of fudge, but fudge is definitely on there. It's just it's nice and cool. It's kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
And they're so easy to snack on. I mean, you can snack on like 20 pieces of fudge and
that
and
rich, good. Cool feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back
Absolutely.
In the day, my mom used to make bukoodles of fudge for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was so good. And she would make plain fudge and then some with like the nuts and stuff in it. But I'm telling you, dude, my mom's when she would make the and she'd cut them in those little squares like a brownie.
Yes.
Not as big as a brownie, but you know, like a little.
Yeah.
So yes, that's a good one. All right, you're getting close.
See, let me cook a little bit.
Just finish up.
All right, let's go on to number two. Peanut butter blossoms. Do y'all know what peanut butter blossoms are?
Well, no. Explain the blossom. I know what peanut butter is, but what's
is
the blossom?
Is it a cookie?
It's a peanut butter cookie with the Hershey's Kiss in the middle.
Yes!
It's a little different. It's a peanut butter cookie with a little Hershey's Kiss in the middle. I mean, you can't go wrong with peanut butter and chocolate, right?
No, you can't. But again, it's another cookie.
But still, it's
he's got
different.
Chocolate chip cookies for number one. He's got chocolate chip cookies for number one.
I can tell you, I do not have
Either
chocolate chip cookies
got,
for number
like,
one.
He's got like Christmas flavored sugar cookies, like with the icing on them.
You guys aren't even close. You're not even close. Peanut butter blossoms coming in at number two. Let's go to number one. Christmas bark. / brittle.
Oh.
How about that?
Okay.
Oh, see?
Is it the peppermint kind?
No, I like the chocolate kind. Yeah. I'm not. Okay, I'll say this. I like peppermint, like, to eat, like, after I eat a meal. I'm not a big, like, peppermint as a sweet guy. Like, I don't like peppermint and chocolate or, like, you know, I don't like peppermint
and
sweet.
I don't either. I don't either.
Those two things don't go together.
You don't
to
like
me.
Spice whatsoever is what I'm realizing about you.
I like spice and savory things. I don't like sweet and spicy. Like,
how do you order your wings?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you order your
like a flavor?
Yeah.
I do like sweet and spicy when it comes to wings, but that's a different type of
you don't
sweet
but
spice.
But not too spicy.
Yeah.
No, I can dig in on some spice. It just like depends. I like
you
a sweet
sound like
heat,
it.
But to recap my list, we got gingerbread cookies at number 5, cut out sugar cookies or you know just sugar cookies at number 4, fudge at number 3, peanut butter blossoms, peanut butter cookies with Hershey's Kiss in the middle at number 2, and then Christmas bark / brittle, whatever you want to call it, at number 1.
We got no pies, we got no cakes, nothing.
I'm not a huge pie guy. Like, I like sweet potato pie, but that's Thanksgiving. I like pumpkin pie is cool, but again, that's
Thanksgiving.
I do like a good chocolate pie. I do like chocolate pie,
okay.
But that's not really Christmassy. You can, like, eat chocolate pie whenever. And then, like, cake, there's no real, like, super Christmas cake that I'm fudge. I want to put fruitcake in my list. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, good call there for not putting that there. I am curious what the feedback will be on this list. We have it posted at 929 Morning Shift on Twitter. If you want to give us some feedback, we want to hear from you at 929 Morning Shift. And coming up next, we do have the Rusty Mansell joining us to talk about these college football playoffs next on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.